I mean, Michael Feinberg, you've got the head of the Secret Service or the deputy at the Secret Service basically accusing Kash Patel of, quote, choking and saying we decided not to leak. You've also got, based on Carol's careful reporting, an investigation that's been compromised at best. And the target was the White House, a White House event where the president was there. I don't think it gets any more serious. Why does Kash Patel still have a job?
I think much of America wants to know the answer to that question. We're at the point where we need to come up with a new word that encompasses something that should shock your conscience, but is totally expectable, because that's the only way to describe the weird combination of malevolence and incompetence that has marked Kash Patel's tenure. This is somebody manifestly unsuited for the job. He does not have the operational security discipline to realize when he should not run his mouth or post something on Twitter. When you arrest somebody under seal, there is usually a pretty damn good reason. And more often than not, it's because there are still more people you need to arrest whom, for a variety of reasons, you couldn't get to at the same time. So you keep the initial arrest quiet. That way the co-conspirators can't find out about it, panic, and flee. But here, apparently, Kash Patel inadvertently decided to give them a heads up, and now they may be scattered to the four winds.